Her final now, great victory today.
Yeah, it was a marvellous win today. You know, we were well prepared for the game and we were certainly looking forward to it. And even yesterday we made a late run over and we had a team meeting last night, you know. You could see the lads were really up for this one. And, you know, as I said to them, you know, what's at stake here is a place in Croke Park in the All-Ireland final. And I think that was enough to tell any lad what was expected of them today. They went out and they played, every one of them played absolutely brilliant today.
Like, I suppose you'd, like, what was your expectation coming in, first of all, the start of the year? Like, you know, from starting off in junior championship, of America Cup to this, it's some run.
Well, you know, when you take over any team, you know, you always dream about winning as many cups as you can, winning the county final, winning the county final, and you always say to yourself, it'd be great to win an All-Ireland final, but that's only a dream. But I have to say, this dream has come true. And for me personally, as manager, like, I mean, to win all four cups in that can possibly be won up to date and get to an All-Ireland final now, I mean, sure, there's no more you can ask for. It's been an absolutely incredible year. 12 months. We started training on the 18th of January of last year, and here we are on the 22nd now, looking forward to an All-Ireland final. So it's full credit to everyone. I mean, from supporters, players, management, physio, the whole lot. It's down to everyone.
And I suppose you're led again today by Captain Michael Conroy, 9.6 from play, an inspirational performance again.
Ah, yeah, you know, Mike is a great player, like, but you have to give credit where credit's due. Like, I mean, the quality of ball that went into Mike today from defence and midfield and from half forwards and other forwards, like, was incredible. I mean, they gave exceptional ball in. Great type of ball for Mike. You know, I had seen the Leinster final, I had seen the Leinster semi-final, and, you know, I knew what these boys were made of, and I knew where our strong points were. But I have to say, every single player from 1 to 15 was very strong.
I suppose, yeah, a lot of people look at the score report at the end of the day, which was 2-12, 5 points. I see, but in the first half especially, you pulled away, but your defence in the first half was outstanding. It was, you closed down so hard every time the ball came in, you didn't give Errol a chance to breathe at all.
Yeah, the one word I used last night at the team meeting was pressure. I mean, pressure will win this game for us today. I mean, that's very clear. And, you know, any time a Grey Stones player gets a ball, I mean, we apply the pressure. You know, they won't like the pressure. And we do put on a lot of pressure, and we've proved it in previous games. And today, like, I mean, the pressure was applied from two to seven. You know, and they really put on the pressure. And that's really what was the, you know, the winning of this game. And you look at our first goal. Yeah. Alan Roach won a ball back on her own goal line. He dispossessed the full forward of a ball, won it, gave a good quality ball out down the other end of the field, back of the net. You know, that's the type of play that wins games for you.
I suppose you say you're talking about Alan there, like, Alan came back into fullback today after you lost your fullback who's gone, like, you know, but he's a massive experienced fan to bring into a team.
Well, you know, we when we brought Alan back into training, and we told him, look, you don't need much, you're a very experienced player and all that, and we used him a couple of times at wing back. And I remember in the Connacht, was it the Connacht final?
Against Pierce's.
Yeah, against Pierce's, you know. We needed, you know, we were there for forward, we were doing a bit of damage there. So I remember St. Alan, how would you fix the full back? He says, I'm good anywhere. So that was enough. So we just pushed Frankie out to the corner and pushed Colm out to the wing and put in Alan. And, you know, the full forward was very quiet after that. But he's such an intelligent player and an experienced player. And, you know, his presence around the back line really settles him down.